in my opinion, the first thing to do is to be engaged and to be informed, because the information that is critical to all of us is readily available, but you have to sort of show a will to understand what is going on and what is at stake, because this election is going to be very consequential, not only for Americans, but also for the diaspora, for the Africans.
So what does the U.S. election actually mean for U.S.-African relations?
Sure. So you have two groups of people. You have the people who are living readily here in the United States, and basically they want to make sure that whoever is going to be in the White House for the next 4 years will make sure that they can earn a living, they can have housing, they can have decent jobs, they can take care of their kids who can go to good schools, and they won't be afraid to be deported or sent home. And then back home, the people want to make sure that the United States will be sensible to their needs. And mostly we are living in poverty. We have a lot of needs for development. And there is a lot of programs, i.e. some of the USAID and the American government. We want to make sure that those are still available to us.
You're a naturalized citizen. Although polls have found that the large majority of immigrant voters back Democratic candidates, the African diaspora is not a monolithic voting group. There are no definitive surveys as to the political leanings. How should Africans trend as far as political parties when they vote?
I am a Democrat myself, and I think that the Democrat candidate sort of represent most of the aspirations that we have. Actually, the differences in opinion and voting are different in the diaspora. I think it's because we don't have the big picture. We need, first of all, to work hard for unity, for solidarity, and to make sure that we talk among ourselves, to make sure that our interest is, you know, in the heart of our discussion, and that we understand that being Democrat is in our best interest.
That's very true. The African diaspora, it's not a single entity. Each has its own needs, wants, and aspirations. You are a Democrat, somebody could be a Republican. Diaspora, that means, is not united. And without unity, there is no strength.
No, I think we should have one voice, because only with one voice can we have, you know, our opinion matters. I think the only way people can hear our voices is if we go united and strong.